Malatu Astatke is an Ethiopian musical pioneer. It all began for him in the early 60s when he fell in love with jazz. He's been perfecting his take on the genre ever since. He's recently released an album called Inspiration Information. And critic Robert Christgau says Astatke has never been more impressive.
Malatu Astatke experienced his musical conversion as a teenager while supposedly studying engineering abroad. Mastering piano, vibraphone, and Latin percussion in London, Boston, and New York. After he returned home, he immersed in Ethiopian music as well, conceiving a fusion he calls Ethio-Jazz. He plays Fender Rhodes on this single recorded in Addis Ababa in 1969. The half-Arab feel of the horn voicings on that tune, which features all Ethiopian players, is based on a pentatonic scale peculiar to the culture. That sound is the signal attraction of a lot of Ethiopian music. But there's a problem with the Ethio-Jazz idea. Although Ethiopia is one of the world's oldest nations, its musical traditions don't run especially deep. It lacks the polyrhythmic complexity of sub-Saharan Africa. For reasons like these, Ethio-Jazz doesn't come naturally. Notice the much lither groove on this Malatu Astatke track from his new collaboration, Inspiration Information. Appropriately, that one's called cha-cha, and rather than playing piano, Astatke is the percussionist. The piano is by Oliver Parfitt of the Heliocentrics, an experimental funk band from England, who are equal partners on Inspiration Information. Historically, Astatke has tended to record with conventional jazz musicians, whether Ethiopian or not. But the Heliocentrics aren't conventional. They push him, loosen up his sound, adding thunderous beats here, and importing traditional Ethiopian instruments there. On this track, Astatke doesn't even appear, but playing an end-blown flute called a washint, Ethiopian multi-instrumentalist Dawit Gebrahab does. Because the music of Ethiopia is more European formally than that of other African cultures, Inspiration Information isn't the first attempt at a fusion. The French jazz band La Tigre and the English mixmaster Dubula have both done Ethiopian-flavored albums. But Inspiration Information is both the edgiest and the easiest such effort so far, just the right combination of funky and strange. Hear how the Heliocentrics version of those horn voicings is offset by Malatu Astatke's keyboards on this standout track, Eskista Dance.
Robert Christgau writes the Consumer Guide to CDs at MSN.com. He reviewed Inspiration Information by Malatu Astatke and the Heliocentrics. You can hear songs from this album at our website. And this weekend, NPR Music is live from the Newport Folk Festival in its 50th year. You can listen to performances from the festival at thenewnpr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.